Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Julia Witta with Talk Story Radio, and today we have with us Catherine Foster, who is the author of What Do Women Want Really? And Catherine, why did you write this book?
Well, Julia, that's a good question, because two-thirds of divorces are initiated by women now, which is a pretty skewed statistic, you know. And I think it's because women expect something that men, that is from men, a learned behavior. And it's not hard to do. It's just not intuitive for guys. So even though What Women Want Really is written for guys, in that I wrote it in a concise, bullet-pointed tool kind of manner, it's meant to be read aloud by couples, and it includes discussion questions that make it easy for both to talk about what they need in a neutral way. And what I really love to see is couples sitting down together reading this aloud a couple times a year kind of puts everything back on track.
Yeah, really? Okay. So does it have, like, discussion questions for them to ask each other? Or?
Yeah, it sure does. And I know this is weird, but I think I better define women and men as I'm using it, as I'm to understand who I'm addressing. Okay?
Okay,
that may seem obvious, but when I talk about women reading this book, I'm referring to the greater population of females who are hardwired and strongly motivated by empathy, and they tend to attach to another person and stay attached in order to discern their feelings. And I'll compare that to men in just a second. But by women, I'm also talking about something else. And that has to do with the importance of women's thought feelings. We now have sophisticated MRIs that show us that by the age of 17, a girl's brain has transformed. So when she processes negative emotion, she does it in the cerebral cortex, which is the higher brain. It's where higher mental functioning takes place, like reflection and reasoning. So she can now easily explain what she feels and why she feels what she does. She can hook up words to feelings, and she can reason through her emotion. So at that time, by the age of 17, her emotional intelligence has taken quite a leap. She now thinks her feelings and feels her thoughts. So a guy who's in a romance with a woman has to realize that her identity becomes pretty associated with those thought feelings. It's different for guys. The processing of negative emotion remains in the primitive brain, and so men are worried about being reactive. And when they hear a woman talking about negative emotion, they often think that the sweetest thing they can do is just get her to change subjects. and then men. When I'm talking about men, I'm talking about the greater population of men who are hardwired and strongly motivated to value and assemble systems. Now, a system can be anything from a pencil sharpener to how to put a car back together to world economics, but they tend to detach to observe and figure out a system. Now, since most women don't detach like that, women can misread a guy. Like if they go out on a date and they have great rapport and then he doesn't text for 5 days, you know, or you're in a marriage and he doesn't call all day, you know, he probably feels just as positively about her but doesn't know to do these attachment gestures. He tends to detach on and off as a way of being. So a guy has to learn that a woman needs more signs of attachment to feel okay. The other thing I mean about men when I use that word is that when a boy is like, you know, before he reaches adolescence, he's got a cup of circulating testosterone going through his body every day. When he hits adolescence, that changes to 2 gallons per day. And that circulating testosterone livens a part of his brain called the hypothalamus and causes it to grow about 2.5 times what a girl's is. And what that does is it pushes everything sexual, including sexual conquest, to the front of his thinking. So part of what a woman has to understand about a guy, it, because of that brain structure, is that today men are four times more likely than a woman to see sex and emotional closeness as the same thing. This is often why you see guys trying to push for sex or wanting more sex, because they equate it with emotional closeness. Women tend to be different. They tend to see sex and emotional closeness as two separate things. And as sex being symbolic for the emotional closeness she already feels, and she probably feels that because they've been dialoguing. Different approaches.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when you define men as, you're just talking about most men. In other words, my man could be different.
He could be. About 17% of men have what we call feminized brains. They do more empathy, and about 14% of women do, have more masculinized brains, and they're more oriented towards systems. So, but by and large, we're talking about women being more hardwired toward being empathic, and men being more hardwired to figuring out systems. And where that really matters, it matters in different ways, but the thing that has to be understood is that a woman tends to attach for the purpose of empathizing. A guy tends to detach for the purpose of observing a system. So that difference can cause problems in a romantic relationship unless we all manage our brains and tune in to what the other person needs to be able to feel loved.
Okay, so what do generally men need to feel loved?
Men really need to have a woman be oriented toward being sexually available and being sexually attractive. It doesn't have to do with whether she ages or not, really. It just has to do with her understanding that that's his main love channel.
Okay. So in this book, you're telling men what women want.
Yeah, that is mostly what the book is about, because, again, like I was saying, two-thirds of divorces are initiated by women. So men are at a place where they have to, start studying what women want to be able to maintain a relationship. So one of the big questions is, how can a guy become successful with a woman? And one of the things I'd say to that, this goes back to the idea of the thought feelings. A woman loves a man who asks her about her feelings. And we all have a bridge in our brain that connects up the right hemisphere and the left. But in a woman's brain, that bridge is four times as thick as it is in a guy's. And that gives her access to the 412 different feelings that have been identified. That's a lot. And as every guy knows, this makes women complicated and hard for them to understand. Women feel more strongly and more often than men do. So as she's talking, her feelings rise. And I compare this to the feelings a guy has when having sex. The intensity gets stronger. So if a guy interrupts a woman when she's talking in a feeling kind of way, it's a lot like if during sex she would jump up and say, I'm going to run down to the kitchen and just get a cup of coffee.
Okay. Because it
would
interrupts.
Feel, it would, yeah, it would feel pretty dismissive,
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
A guy's feelings are more connected to his behaviors and to his talking, and kind of a extreme example of that is the old joke where a wife of 25 years asks, "Do you love me?" And the husband says, "Of course. Haven't I gone to work every day?"
Yes, now because he thinks that shows his love.
And she can't. That's not going to register with her on any deep level. She has to have the words. And that goes back to that. That goes back to the brain change that she experiences by the age of 17. She needs the words. So, you know, a woman has a tremendous capacity for exploring the many feelings she has. And a guy can feel worn out and frustrated by her emotional marathon, you know. He may want her to get down to the behavior that he's actually seeking from her so he can do it. But he has to understand that she's different than he is. She is not as physical in general as he is. So if he irritably says, well, tell me what you want, you know, she can feel that he doesn't really care enough to actually know her. Her real self is found, she believes, in the expression of these thought feelings. So a guy has to learn to kind of soften and relax, release his jaw, slow his breathing down. Imagine that his mind is a serene lake with a smooth surface. And he has to say to himself, you know, just relaxing. He has to say, you know, she just wants me to know what she feels. It's okay. I don't have to do anything. So that's a biggie in almost all relationships, that he doesn't get what these thought feelings are, but it's part of her brain structure, and it's not going to be changing.
Yes. You know, this makes me think of a little conversation I had with my husband recently.
Yeah.
I'm trying to explain to him how I feel about one of our friends, another woman, dominating conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And he just dismissed the whole thing and said, I don't think she means anything by it. And I felt totally
dismissed.
Dismissed, yes.
Yeah,
just
I know.
Like my feeling about it didn't matter.
Yes, yes. And this is because men and women have essentially a different relationship to emotion. You know, and Judith, I know I was on your show a while back and talked about this, but I think it's worth saying that we really have to remember that our brains are very old and they developed around the tasks that we were given as the different genders. So men were out killing animals and killing enemies. And to do that, they had to suspend emotion. You can't go out and kill Bambi's mother and, you know, be loving her at the same time. You know, you got to just suspend those feelings and go after it and focus on your behavior. So that's where guys come from. We have to understand that 99.9% of human development was in that kind of a mode. And the woman at the same time was doing something almost opposite, you know, and that is she was giving birth. And when she gave birth, her estrogen rose hundreds of times, and that turned into oxytocin. And oxytocin is that hormone that every baby needs a woman to have. It makes her self-sacrificing. It makes her giving. It makes her caring and emotionally responsive, you know. So that's why
men and
women
fall in love with her baby.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So men and women come into romance with some different ideas, you know. And we don't tell them about this in high school or anything. There's no classes really. So the book What Women Want really is meant to briefly make up for that difference. And you know, it's women who will buy the book What Women Want Really, but it is written for guys so that they will be willing to use it as a tool. And I've had guys tell me that it's a tool. They keep it and they refer back to it and they read it with their significant other so they can get on track again. And it gets most of the discussion questions, except for one that is a sexual one. Most of the others are the man asking the woman about some things, because women need to talk, and this allows that to happen and to get things back on track. But it also explains to him briefly the concepts that I'm talking about. So back
it'd
to
be interesting to hear.
Oh yeah,
it'd be interesting to have you read just a couple of those and let us see how they sound, what they're like.
Hmm. You know what? I don't even have the book with me right now.
Oh darn!
but But it's questions like, you know, he would ask, this would be after reading about some of the concepts I just said about her thought feelings and how her brain changes and everything. Maybe he would ask her something like, is there anything that you need to talk to me about?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because almost every woman needs that, a guy to create that kind of space for her, where he's just listening and he gives her a chance to talk. Women talk about 3 times as much as men, not necessarily in the workplace, but in a relationship they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I wanted
sure
to return
true.
To your husband again for a second, just to explain why this is hard for guys to get, you know? Aside from the fact that your husband probably doesn't know about the female brain change, but women have special rules that they don't tell guys about, probably because a woman has never put this into words, and a guy certainly doesn't know about, okay? And one of these rules is that if she asks you, the guy, a question, you know, he needs to return the gesture and ask the same question of her. So she might say, how was your day at work? And after he answers, he needs to say, tell me about your day. Because
yeah.
if a woman asks the guy, you know, what he thinks or what his opinion is, but he doesn't ask it back, that can register as a slight, and it can build up over time. And I think that's that kind of thing is part of why we go to the divorce courts and say we have irreconcilable differences. Well, men and women do have differences. that are so basic that they're part of our brain structure and our hormones, actually. But we have to manage our brains. We have to have more education and understand. And, you know, Judith, isn't it amazing that there's...
It's Julia.
Not in the world any other big decision that we would make with so little preparation, so little understanding as choosing a life partner.
Or having a baby.
Yeah, that too.
My name is Julia.
Oh, Julia.
Yeah, that's okay. So, okay, what is another one that you have the man ask?
I think that, let me talk about some goofs that men make, you know. They tend to focus on facts rather than feelings. That's not a problem in general, but with a woman, if you're trying to bond with her, preferring facts to feelings can be a problem, because what it feels like is that he accidentally commandeers a woman's flow of expression by asking factual questions. And he might do this just to get back to his comfort zone. You know, that might have been what happened to your husband, too. But let's say she says, my mother's been admitted to the hospital. Now, it would not be good if he says, what's the name of the hospital? Because that's just asking for a fact, okay? It'd be much better if he said, tell me all about it. And gives
right.
her some space. Yeah. Yeah, some open-ended questions. And, you know, what I mean by open-ended is where you can't answer that question by saying yes, no, or a couple words, you know, or in this case,
right.
the name of the hospital. It would take more. If he says, tell me all about it, then she can answer more deeply. She can get into sharing. She can actually begin feeling her feelings as she talks.
Right.
So another bit, well, let me say this, you know, the genders just use language differently. Men use language to get and give facts. Women use language to form or strengthen a connection. So a guy can use language
do they
to
also,
show his smart.
I think women also
they
sometimes
do.
Figure out what they think about something by talking about it.
Oh, gosh, yes, absolutely. Women talk out their feelings. Yeah. And see, because they have this special ability of combining thoughts with feelings and hooking words up to feelings, they do a lot of exploration with language. Yeah, that's an excellent point.
Because I sometimes think, I just need to talk to a girlfriend about this.
Yes. Right, right. And, yeah, none of us should let go of our girlfriends, because there is something very special about those friends. For one thing, when you have two women together, they're both loaded with oxytocin, which is the bonding hormone. And so two women will bond, you know, when they talk. They're not competing like two men might be, but they're bonding. So they might touch, they might laugh, they might get really real with each other. They might tell their secrets, you know. It's just different.
Yeah.
But a guy has to remember that he has to use language or, you know, dialogue to build emotional intimacy, because it's the prerequisite to her feeling like being sexual.
Yeah.
You see, you know, that thing that I was saying, that men tend to be systemizers, and part of what that means is they take pride in discussing things with indifference and objectivity. But this can leave a woman feeling like he's being impersonal toward her, and that's the opposite of romantic feeling. So a woman is watching for him to show compassion. She wants to feel harmony with him. She wants to feel that he understands her, that he kind of gets her, and especially what she feels.
Yes.
It's
and
true,
if he immediately, yes. I mean, if he immediately says, I don't think she means anything by it, you're thinking, you just discounted everything I'm feeling. I think I said that to him, and he said, are you jealous?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, no, I'm not jealous. If I was jealous, I'd say so.
Yeah, right, right. And he may have just been trying to get to a quick solution to help you stop talking about your feelings. And, in fact, that's the second thing. You know, one is men liking facts over feelings is one shutter downer, you know. But the other is men liking solutions. And, you know, men do seek for a bottom line or an answer. Like maybe you're just jealous, you know, and they pride themselves in coming up with quick solutions. Now a woman has to step back and understand that he does this out of compassion for her. He's projecting himself onto her, and he thinks that she might be fearful of becoming reactive, like he might. But women's brains are different, and so they like to talk things out, as you were mentioning, Julia. That was excellent. And they like to be listened to with empathy. So if a woman says, you know, my boss acted like an ass today, he shouldn't say, why don't you quit? He should say, he should say, tell me about it. What did he do? He has to contain the quick solution that comes to his mind so the dialogue can flow. So often when a guy's listening, he tries to beam in on how to solve her problem quickly. And he misses the real reason she's even talking. She wants to be known.
Yes, she wants to be known. And maybe she's also trying to figure something out herself.
You bet.
Because she's trying to figure out why that bothered her.
Yeah.
By
talking
it out.
Totally. Yes. So, you know, a guy has to get that her problem isn't that she can't solve her own challenges. Her issue is overwhelm. And this is why she wants to talk things out with him. Now, the reason women have overwhelm is because through time, women's brains developed as they cared for several children and did other things at the same time. So women evolved as multitaskers to ensure the survival of the human race. You know, accidents are still the number one reason that kids die. They have to be watched, you know, And a woman has to split her attention and have it all over the place. Well, so because of that basic way of being, she goes to work, but she's still at home. She goes home and she's still at work. And she doesn't leave anything behind like he does, you know. So women, unlike men, you know, they don't live in a sequential categorical brain where when you start thinking about B, like work, then you stop thinking about A, like your relationship. Rather, she keeps A, B, C, D, E, and whatever on her brain all the time. And though this ensures that kids don't get killed, it also leads to her feeling overwhelmed. So she just keeps so many things in the active file. And it leads to a desire to talk to her guy.
Right. Wow. That's interesting.
If he gives her a quick answer, it has the odd effect of making her feel put down. After all, you know, she reasons, I can figure this out myself. She ends up feeling kind of judged, like he thinks she's helpless. But if in frustration she turns instead to girlfriends for listening, the guy is going to miss out on closeness with her and her sexual interest is going to wane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, that went by fast. We're about out of time.
Yeah.
Could you tell our listeners where they could find this book?
Of course, you can go to Amazon, but you can also go, if you want to see all the books, you know, go to books by Catherine Foster, PhD.com. And Catherine is spelled K-A-T-H-R-Y-N. And there you can see all the books and kind of get a description of them. You can also, if you want to, sign up for my free newsletter and just get more of this kind of information coming in your email box every now and then, about once a week.
Wonderful. Okay. Thanks so much for being with us today. This was very enlightening.
Yes. Thank you, Julia.
Okay. Have a nice day.
You too.